I am holding my hands like paws over my ears so I can't hear you. Or the storm of the sea, your expression is wind blowing and scratching the walls, and denying naturalism intensely, terribly sketchy, which amounts to a curious flavor of mixed expectations and fearful uncertainties that frightens many of the decent families round about here and results in my being invited to fewer parties. It's worth asking what it amounts to. Society looks like it will explode and will merge into more than one figure, like kissing couples do, or when at the window cross bar the curtains fly and shroud the figure there who is peeping out all the city. And devious and spine, a great body of woman energy and spirit, an autobiography rendered deaf by an ecstasy of blood. That dog last night was no dog, but molten flesh and wolf, the sort of animal that blossoms and kills, waking, reclining, falling, concealing, standing the red forest in a thousand generations, holding hands, hardly born and without tenderness, where leaves carve sperm and halos the beauty and pain of this. The men were digging ditches all yesterday to run the water off an exhausted ration, so had to leave for rabbit, vole, rat, squirrel, making eloquent their epithets and gestures and compulsive theatrical gestures, no doubt eluding metaphysics, building foes of skeletons alive with dark smoke and nymph psychology, and the ash and snow mixed with dreams, and I am fate and love and sad. Give me Christ a way of saying this exclusion is a final one, and all I have is fear and a vertical horizon bleached by your failing voice blossoming and dying. I snatch the ground and an attorney shaking and disappearing as if at sea. The faces are all trembling with a sickness that is fatal and loud and echoes. Last night I ate a pigeon like an abstracting past to its skull, white oil, its beak bare and quiet, and I could hear the rain impressing itself like closeness itself. The dead fowl lighter, yet no wing beat any longer could bear it up into the ether. Instead, its carcass bore the impressive construction of space and terror. I cannot say what happened to all the women, or who they are, or those in chestnut shadows of nervous background prone and gray on stark human side. I see no background simplification, dark shadows encroach my head. A chamber of death and art and sorrow and unmistakable disaster. I'm more a technique of unclear expression, since you asked for childish subjects by which you met no lovers kissing and so forth, but my mood's still tense. My impresario all pine trees count Harry Kessler in double exposures of stupidity. A chamber of death and art and sorrow, an unmistakable disaster. A more technique of unclear expression, since you asked for childish subjects by which you met no lovers kissing and so forth, but my mood's still tense. My impresario's all pine trees count Harry Kessler in double exposures of stupidity. Life, you faded.